An archaeological expedition organized by the National Museum has made remarkable finds in the area of Wad Ban Naga, ruins dating back to the kingdom of Meroe in today's Sudan. The Naprastek Museum is currently holding talks on the expedition's progress after the first two seasons, including research at a temple dedicated to Nubian lion gods. They've also been studying a circular structure whose origins have remained a mystery since it was first excavated in the 50s. Earlier, I spoke to expedition leader Pavel Onderka and asked him to tell me more about Wad Ban Naga.
The site of Wad Ban Naga is one of the most important archaeological sites in the territory of the so-called island of Meroe. Most of the structures that are located there, some of them have been already archaeologically surveyed in the past. During the second excavation season, we focused mainly on the exploration of the small temple. This structure was built probably in the 1st century BC or the 1st century AD and continued to be used as a sacred building until the collapse of the Kingdom of Meroe in the 4th century AD. The temple was likely dedicated to one of the native Nubian lion gods. It was either Apedemak or Sebil Meker, as is indicated by archaeological evidence discovered by us already during the first excavation season.
Do we know how important this god was, or these gods were, within the Nubian culture?
Well, the god Apedemak was the head of the ancient Nubian pantheon. So together with the Egyptian god Amun, the Nubian Apedemak was the main deity of the kingdom of Meroe and also of the previous historical periods in the history of the Nubian kingdom. The discovery is quite astonishing also because if we will be able to prove that Sebil Meker was the main deity worshipped in this temple, it would be the only archaeologically attested temple of Sebil Meker so far.
What was his role?
This is one of the gods that was worshipped both in Egypt and in Nubia, and while this specific god was of Nubian origin, until the 19th century, there were lions living in the area of Wad Ban Naga, and actually the lions, as the most powerful beasts, were very important to the Nubian pantheon. And so there was a group of these lion gods and also goddesses. And, well, this god Sebil Meker was basically worshipped with other deities in other temples, but never alone, as we have probably the case at Wad Ban Naga.
Now, I've also read about this complex of buildings that you've been exploring, and there, apparently, the original use remains a mystery. Could you tell me a little bit more about those?
Already during the first excavation season, we started with the exploration of the complex of structures around the so-called circular building. Two possible theories concerning the function of the main building of the complex, which is a perfect circle with the diameter of some 27 meters, and the original shape was that of a beehive. The first theory claimed that this was like a large granary, or that it was like a silo used by a wider population of Wad Ban Naga. However, there was also a part of scientists that believed that this was a unique shrine that had so far unknown local architectural form. Well, the discoveries that we did during the first and second excavation seasons clearly indicate that the structure must have had a sacral character so that it served a cult of a god. This is still a preliminary outcome of the research, and we hope that our theory will be confirmed during the third excavation season, which should focus especially on the main building of the complex, or the circular building.
Fascinating stuff there from the head of the expedition in Sudan, Pavel Onderka. And you can find out more information if you look up the Naprastek Museum on the web.